Patriots free agency. What do they need? What do you think their biggest need is? What are they going to go for?
Well, it's interesting that, you know, we've seen them, you know, tied to some players and, you know, some running backs and some receivers. And I think that they definitely, ironically, you know, kind of need to bolster the offense a little bit. You know, maybe some depth at tackle, too, on the offensive line. I still, and I haven't seen much about this, I still want to see some depth in the secondary, Mike. I don't think they have enough at cornerback. Yeah. They were very fortunate last year to have Malcolm Butler and Logan Ryan basically go wire to wire. Right. Didn't really miss any time. Didn't miss any significant snaps.
Which is unusual.
Yes, it's very unusual. And those two guys are both pretty physical cornerbacks, too. It's not like they shy away from contact. So I'd like to see some more help in the secondary.
That's a great point. And it really takes us to the big picture because it doesn't just have to come in free agency. Like, cornerback is a great position in the draft this year.
Yes.
So the Patriots know that. So they might look at free agency and say, you know, we agree with Paul. We need corner help, but the best approach in free agency where we can get the best bang for our buck and the best quality might be at a different position.
And I automatically start with the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room, I think, is that offensive line. That has to be addressed.
I think there's a very good chance that you're going to see that nucleus of that offensive line open up the 2016 season.
And that doesn't scare you.
Steve, but you're right. The last thing we saw, the offensive line, that was a terrible game for them.
Yes.
But
how
do you get better? It's not just adding talent to the offensive line. It's adding talent around them. You need more of a running game. You can't go into Denver the way they did and not be able to settle the game down with the running game.
Yep.
So I would argue that if you put you bolster that running back position, and yeah, maybe you sprinkle in one offensive lineman, maybe two, for depth, maybe it's a starter. You've already improved your offensive line because you've rounded out your offense. You've made it less one-dimensional. It'll allow that offensive line to perform better.
Well, here's a good thing. And I always try to look at the bright side of things.
They always do.
They are bringing Dante Scarnecchia back.
Yeah.
That's a huge addition.
Yeah, and it will help. And there's no question about it. He's such a good coach. And you hear the linemen. Mike, you've talked to some of them about just how much they respect Dante.
Yep.
And it wasn't about what Googe did or couldn't do, but they loved playing for this guy, and they're glad to have him back. It's going to get better just because of that alone.
And last week, Nate Solder, starting left tackle, was at a community event with the Patriots reading to some kids at a school, and he talked about it. He said, so excited to have Scarnecchia back with the team because he's meant so much to my career.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. We shall see, because you never know what happens in the offseason.
Long offseason, Steve.
You got that right.